Hello and welcome to episode 208 of Dark and Stormy Book Club. Today is our second Agatha nominee broadcast, and today we visit with Mally Becker and Mia P. Monansala. Enjoy.
I'm Ann Dart.
I'm Tracy Stormy.
And I'm Kathy Knight.
And together we are...
It Was a Dark and Stormy Book Club.
A podcast for mystery lovers.
Welcome.
If you enjoy our show, please consider contributing to the Dark and Stormy Patreon. By becoming a patron, you will help us create better and quality content. There are also benefits to becoming a patron, such as exclusive content and Dark and Stormy merchandise. Become a supporter at patreon.com/darkandstormybc. Check our website for the link. We appreciate any and all contributions. Thank you.
We are pleased to welcome to the program nominees for Best First Novel for an Agatha this year. Today's episode, we will visit with two of the nominees. And the first one is Mally Becker. She was nominated for The Turncoat's Widow, and it was published by Level Best Books. We would like to welcome Mally Becker. She is nominated for a Best First Novel for her book, The Turncoat's Widow. Welcome, Mally.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
I really like this book. Your character development was very, very good. There were some weird characters in this book.
The weirdest characters are probably the ones who are historically accurate.
I liked the premise of the town going against this poor woman whose husband has supposedly joined the other side during the revolution, and they're blaming her for everything that goes wrong.
That's right. I based that on some of the things I learned when I was volunteering at one of the National Historical Parks here in New Jersey. And what I learned was that during the Revolution, at least south of New England, maybe up to 50% of the population supported independence and maybe 50% supported staying with England. And it made me wonder what it must have been like to live in such divided times. Not that we would know.
So this isn't based on a true story, but the idea spawned from that?
That's exactly right. I was volunteering at this park and I thought I'd be clearing trails. And instead they assigned me to the archives, which disappointed me at first, but not for long. And I found a document dated from the middle of the American Revolution, 1780. It was an indictment for the crime of traveling from New Jersey to New York City. Because I lived so close to the city, this really astonished me. And I took it to the park historian and said, "What the heck?" And he said, "Well, you know, there were a lot of different opinions about independence, and there was so much buying and smuggling going on between New Jersey and British-held New York City that the government here made it a crime to travel." And that was really the spark for the idea.
You had in the book, when they traveled to New York, they had to have a passport.
That was exactly right. Phrase in the indictment was it was a crime to travel without permission or passport. So then I played the writer's game of what if, although at the time I didn't know that was a writer's game. What if there was a woman in New Jersey who got caught in the crossfire, so to speak, of all of this spying and smuggling? The idea just wouldn't let me go. And that what if turned into the main character in the book, Rebecca Parcell.
Now, will this be a series?
Yes. And I only say it in that tone of voice because until 10 minutes ago, I was finishing up edits on the next book in the series.
Very
and
nice.
That will be out later this year.
And what is that one called?
That one is tentatively called The Counterfeit Wife.
Ooh, be Rebecca again?
Yes.
Will her story continue?
Her story continues, and not to give away any spoilers about the first book, but another main character in the book is Daniel Alloway. General Washington decides to send the two of them to Philadelphia to uncover some more funny business. And for the rest, you'll have to wait, and so will I. We'll see what my editors think of the final manuscript.
Well, Mally, we need to know, what was your reaction when you found out about the nomination?
Well, I didn't cry much. I don't think I made a lot of sense. I was honestly so surprised, and people say this, but it's true. I just felt so humble. I've been reading mystery since I used to steal my mother's Agatha Christie's, and I know the Agathas are meaningful. I was surprised and excited, and it was an excuse to go out and buy a very large hot fudge sundae.
Hey,
you're my kind of girl.
Yes.
The champagne could wait, even though it was 15 degrees outside, and my husband kept saying, "Aren't you freezing?" I went right out and picked that up.
Good for you. You will be at Malice.
Yes, okay. I can't wait.
We will have to introduce ourselves when we get there. Is this your first time?
No, it's not. I think this will be my third Malice.
Oh, very good.
I went as a reader and a fan the last two times.
This one's going to be a grand celebration because it's been way too long.
Yes. I think we're all going to be giddy.
Yes. Just to be with other people.
And other people who read what we read.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely.
Now, Mally, do you have a website that people can find you?
Yes. People can find me at Mally Becker. That's MallyBecker.com.
Very good. We thank you for talking with us. We wish you good luck. I think this book is a real winner.
And definitely send us a copy of the second book when you get it. I would love to read it.
Oh, that's so kind of you. I will definitely send you the next book. I can't wait to meet you at Malice.
Yeah, maybe we'll have you back on with the second book.
If you invite me, I'll be there.
Okay. Will you enjoy the rest of your evening?
You too, ladies. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mally. Bye-bye. Our next nominee is Mia P. Manansala. She has been nominated for her book, Arsenic and Adobo, and it was published by Berkeley Press. We would like to welcome Mia P. Manansala to the program. She has been nominated for an Agatha for the best first novel for her book, Arsenic and Adobo. Welcome, Mia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are in some great company with this nomination. How does it feel?
It is still a little bit unreal. Malice Domestic is a very important convention for me. I won the Malice Domestic grant for unpublished writers way back in 2017. And so to be able to come back 5 years later as a nominee for an Agatha, it's such an amazing feeling and it's such a wonderful community. I still can't believe it.
That's very interesting that you won the grant. We always think about those people and wonder, because sometimes we never hear from them again. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, sadly, that last book, it didn't get published, but it taught me a lot. It helped introduce me to the wonderful crime fiction community. And I kept on writing, and here I am.
Tell us a little bit about your book.
Arsenic and Adobo is a culinary cozy mystery that centers around a Filipino restaurant in a fictional Midwestern town. It follows my protagonist, Lila Macapagal, who is a young Filipino-American woman whose life is kind of falling apart a bit. She left a bad relationship in Chicago to return to her hometown. And while there, she's kind of tasked with revitalizing her aunt's failing business. And while there, she kind of reconnects with her high school sweetheart. But instead of it being a sweet second chance at romance, it turns out he's the town's vindictive food critic who's been trying to shut the restaurant down for a while now. One day, he's at the restaurant, and mid-meal, mid-review, he passes out and dies, and she becomes the main suspect in his murder. So she has to clear her name as well as that of the restaurant.
That's a different concept.
I like it.
Yes, I like it too.
Some cozies, they have to have this, and you went against the grain, and I love it.
I did one of the things where, like, I very much, like, leaned into the common cozy mystery tropes, but I just gave them my own twist.
Are there recipes in your book?
Yes, at the end, there's recipes, both at the end of the book, and I also have them on my website, because several people really love my audiobooks, and I've gotten messages saying, oh, your recipe sounds so great, but I can't follow a recipe through audio. Can you please put it on your website? So I have a whole section on my website with the recipes from the books as well.
Fantastic. How'd you get started writing?
Like many writers, I've been a lifelong reader. I've wanted to be a writer since I was a child, but I never really thought it was a viable career path. Even though I studied English in college, that was more like analyzing literature, not creative writing in itself. Back in 2015, I was at a point in my life where things kind of felt stagnant, and I knew I needed to do something to kind of shake it up, and I remembered how much I loved writing, and I thought, why don't I take myself seriously for once and really invest in myself? So I took my very first creative writing class that year, and it was taught by a wonderful writer who's also a Chicago-based writer like I am, named Lori Rader Day.
Oh, yeah, Lori.
Yeah. She was my very first writing teacher, and I originally hadn't even set out to write mystery, even though it's mine and my mom's favorite genre. I always thought it was too difficult. I just enjoyed reading it and solving the puzzles. But I saw that class, and it was a one-day class, and I was like, you know, what do I have to lose? Why don't I give it a try? And the story that I started in that class, Lori read what I had written, and she was like, is this your first time? I was like, yeah, this is my first ever class. And she's like, I think you've got something here. You know, I think you're a mystery writer. And in fact, she was the one who later on told me about the Malice Domestic grant. And so the story I started in her class is the one that won me the grant later on.
What advice would you give first-time writers?
I would say build your community and build it early. I could have quit so many times if I hadn't had those people who believed in me and were cheering me on and wanted to see me succeed. So definitely, if you can, build your community and build it early.
That is great advice. Do you have a website?
Yes. It's my full author name, so miapmanansala.com.
You mentioned you have a new book that just came out.
Yes, it came out February 8th.
This is a continuation of this series?
Yes, it's book two in the series.
Oh, great. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Book two is titled Homicide in Halo-Halo. Halo-Halo is a Filipino dessert. It takes place in the summertime, which makes promoting it a little awkward. Right now in Chicago, it's 26 degrees and snowing. So we're trying to this wonderful summery treat. It's a little odd. There's a bit of a disconnect. Book two takes place a few months after the events of Arsenic and Adobo. My protagonist, Lila, is opening up her own cafe. She should be doing better, but there are things both from the events of book one and from her past that are coming to kind of hold her back. The town beauty pageant is being reinstated, and it has connections to her past, and it reminds her of her deceased beauty queen mother. As a previous winner, she is tasked with being a judge for the pageant, which is causing a lot of friction between her and her cousin Bernadette. They're kind of frenemies, where they've been like rivals their whole lives. And so this pageant is really causing a lot of issues between them and other members of the community. And it only comes worse when the head judge is murdered and her cousin becomes the main suspect. They have to like put differences aside to work together and clear her name.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to reading that one. I want to thank you for talking with us. We wish you good luck with your nomination. I hope you win. We look forward to meeting you at Malice.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, and I look forward to meeting y'all as well.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trivia. Last week's question was, in spite of writing novels in the mystery genre, this author does not like mysteries. Who is it? A. John Grisham. B. Natsuo Karina. C. Joe Nesbo, or D, Ray Bradbury? The answer is B, Natsuo Karina. The author of the Detective Miro Murano series of mysteries also admits to being lazy and being too emotional. This week's question is, what does Dennis Lehane teach in college? A. How to write a mystery. B. Advanced fiction writing. C. Plots and twists. Or D. Character development. Good luck. That brings us to the end of another episode. We hope you get a chance to pick up one of these books by up-and-coming new authors. And be sure and join us next week. We'll have a visit with two other nominees. Remember,
life would be boring without a little mystery. Bye.